Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Kathleen Gallagher, the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois, who lives in Aurora. Her preaching today is entitled, Hearing and Acting.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. The mother of Jesus and his brothers came to him, but were unable to join him because of the crowd. He was told, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, and they wish to see you." He said to them in reply, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and act on it." With these words of Jesus about brothers or mother waiting outside, he certainly straightened us out. Of course, he says that his family members are the ones who follow him, who hear the word of God, who truly are disciples, who show it. Hearing the word of God sounds simple. But sometimes, for example, at Mass, after the gospel is proclaimed, don't we sometimes say to ourselves, "Oh my, I missed it again, and I thought I was listening and hearing." Thus, it's about our call to be serious about our discipleship. It takes commitment and determination to hear the word of God and act on it day after day after day. There is serious virtue in this behavior, of course. I recently saw online that a key element in the educational curriculum of children in Denmark is lessons on empathy. They receive such lessons early on, and this subject, so to speak, is part of their curriculum all through their education. Those who share lives with these children, both at home and at school, do they see that this empathy has truly become a part of who they are? Do they see how these children show concern for others, that they are free of bullying, free of hurtful behaviors? Perhaps if a class of Danish children met with Jesus out on the playground, he might remark, "Hopefully, see how these children hear the word of God and act on it." I have not observed empathy as a subject taught in our schools, but we are certainly called to follow Jesus' command, those who hear the word of God and act on it. It is a difficult thing to model this behavior as a teacher or parent or administrator and to require that the students themselves learn to do the same in their lives. For us involved in Christian-based education and the raising of children, we still suffer from the gaps. We look around and see the pain, the violence, the various ways anger plays out in harmful ways in many areas of our lives. We surely need to recommit to hearing the word of God and acting on it, even if we think we have it all together already. If not us, then who